she said that they were about 3 months sailing from Liverpool to Copano. Mm-hmm. When they got to New Orleans, they stopped, and someone evidently brought cholera onto the boat. And before they docked, they were transferred from their boats to schooners, and these schooners came to El Copano. But before they got to El Copano, they ran aground. Two of them ran aground, and she was of the opinion that the boats were heavily insured, and their captains were instructed to do this so they could collect the insurance. But in the meantime, about 250 of the colonists died from cholera and were buried on St. Joseph's Island. But they got ashore at El Copano, and they brought all of their household goods and everything with them from Ireland. Provisions to do them for a year. And they unloaded there, and my folks had oxen and carts, and they started overland. I assume they started out hunting a place that they could get water, mm-hmm. you know, anything that was close to water. But the story goes that there were three or four families that started out towards the San Antonio River, and a Texas norther blew in, and they had never had any such experience. And the oxen were afraid and broke loose, and they strayed away, and they had to leave their women folks and children, and were gone 3 or 4 days before they found the oxen to bring them back. And the thing that always stuck in my mind was the fact that here were these women and children out on this prairie in a land that they had never been in before, and all these wild animals and brush and everything, and here they sat. They didn't even know where their men folks were or if they were coming back, and Indians and what have you. And I think sometimes, boy, did they ever have stamina.
They really did, that whole group that came in, because this was wild country, you know.
And they came on to the San Antonio River then, and he built a house there of logs, and the logs were drawn up the hill with his oxen, and they built this two-story dwelling house. The top story was a chapel, mm-hmm. and they had church services there. The front door had hinges on it that he had gotten from a Spanish barkentine ship that had been washed ashore in a storm. Supposedly it had payroll on it for the Spanish soldiers. Mm-hmm. And we still have the two iron hinges that were hand forged. They were on the front door of the original house. We also have his hammer and his anvil. He was a blacksmith. Mm-hmm. And this hammer, without a handle in it, weighs 16 pounds. Mm. This anvil has the date stamped on it, 1817. Mm. And those are family heirlooms mm-hmm. that we treasure very much. But
after they had settled there,
he had made friends with the Mexicans and apparently learned to speak their language. And he got along real well with the Mexicans, and they had church services there, as I pointed out before, and the visiting priests would come and spend the night with them, and it was just sort of a hospitality house because there was such a long distance between houses or ranches or whatever you might say.
Mm-hmm. Now,